Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Not quite Michael Avery this evening, but myself, Kirby Lacrungi, standing in for Mike for the next two evenings. Joining us now is JP Luntman, who needs absolutely no introduction. JP, good evening, and thanks for joining us. There are factional fights happening on three fronts currently: the Reserve Bank, land expropriation without compensation, and the public protector's crusade. I think you've written in your latest, as a piece on your website. Is there any one specific one which is either worrying you or has worried you the most?
Well, I think the one that has worried me the most is expropriation of land without compensation, which I think has worried many South Africans. But that is less so now because a lot of clarity. Well, two things. The one is the topic, the issue is much less of a hot topic than what it was 12 months ago. I think you would agree with that observation. And secondly, we got an expropriation bill in December, which was approved by Cabinet and released just before Christmas. And that expropriation bill gives a fairly clear idea of what government's thinking is. So if you connect all the dots, then I think that issue is being managed in a very calming and sensible way. There probably will be a change in the Constitution, but I doubt it'll be of the nature which was feared by many people at earlier stages. That's my reading at the moment, and that's what I've put in the piece. So I'm no longer worried about that. The bank issue, I think, is really, if you will permit me to say so, it has been put to bed. We had 48 hours last week between Tuesday afternoon and Thursday afternoon, where the thing flared up, and it was then very firmly and very decisively put to bed with that statement by the top six of the ANC. So I think that one is in bed also. But I just want to add one point, Kobe, and that is I think it's important that we then create uncertainty around the bank and its mandate and what it's supposed to do, and particularly its constitutional position. But in a democratic society, there must be a debate about monetary policy. And in all democratic societies, you have that debate. And I wouldn't like to see the fact that this matter was dealt with decisively, that it means that we're not going to talk about the issues. That would be, I think, a mistake. As a society, we would be poorer for that. And then the last issue, of course, is the public protector, and she confirmed today, after that note of mine was published, she confirmed that she has found that Mr. Ramaphosa is implicated in the Busasa deal, and we'll have to wait and see what the details are of that case.
JP, I suppose one of the things that I'm battling to answer in my own mind is the whole, if we go back last week, the whole saga around the Reserve Bank. You make the point in your opinion piece that should the mandate of the Reserve Bank have been changed or potentially have been up for debate as far as change is concerned, that would have been a trump card for the Ace Zuma camp at the end of the day. But what would they have gained at the end of the day? Because, quite frankly, the only thing they could have potentially had maybe a political upper hand, but they would have created such instability that you're almost creating an upper hand in an economy that is just dwindling and dwindling all the time, surely.
Do you think Zuma faction cares about that?
Maybe it's my optimistic self speaking.
Optimism is great, naivety is not. If you look back at Nehmergate and you look back at the dismissal of the minister and deputy minister of finance, Pravin Gordhan and Mitsubishi Yonas, when was it, 2017. I don't think there's a high degree of concern in that camp about economic consequences. I think the record speaks for itself. The record speaks for itself. So I don't think that's the issue. I think for them the big issue is they can use it as an instrument to embarrass Mr. Ramaphosa. They can accuse him that he's not implementing ANC conference resolutions, then they can try and unseat him. I think that is the game plan. So it's got nothing to do with the merits or the demerits of the mandate of the Reserve Bank. It's about a political faction fight. And the mere fact that Mr. Makhashule, when he read the statement, talked about quantity easing and not quantitative easing, tells you that the substantive issues really do not concern him. He's more concerned about using it to embarrass a political opponent. And the point that I make is that has backfired quite badly on him.
No, absolutely. I would agree with that. The current bill allowing for 5 instances where land can be expropriated with compensation, as you rightly pointed out, that was published in December. I can't remember that was ever debated in Parliament, though. Was that debated in Parliament?
No. It's a bill, so the bill has to be, the process is that the bill has to be approved by Cabinet, which was done. And then after Cabinet has approved it, it goes through the parliamentary process. Now, that hasn't happened because the bill was approved in December. The new year started in February, and then Parliament adjourned, or the term of Parliament came to an end. When was it? The end of March or the beginning of April because of the election. So, no, the bill hasn't served before Parliament yet, and we will have to see what government's plans are in this respect. Are they going to introduce it? Are they going to bring that bill, or will they bring a different bill? Will it be an amendment bill for the Constitution itself? I think all these things will become clearer next Thursday evening when the President delivers the State of the Nation speech. Then you will probably spell out the detail on these issues.
Well, JP, I think you'd agree with me. We live in interesting times and interesting political times, and it makes for interesting viewing and sometimes even an interesting place to live. That was JP Luntman joining us on the line this evening. This is Classic 102.7.